Only two agencies show any progress in following the GIPRA Modernization Act of 2010. Those two are the Office of Personnel Management and the Labor Department. The Government Accountability Office says GIPRA compliance is actually getting worse at other cabinet-level agencies. Bob Tobias is Business Development Director at the Key Executive Leadership Programs at American University, and he is looking at what the failing grades mean for performance-based management in the federal government. Chris Mim, Bob, of the GAO, was on the program on Monday and explained what they found about where the agencies are and why they seem to be having problems. The question I want to put to you is, then, how do we fix this so that these agencies can get back in compliance? But of course, that's not the point. The point is, how do they better measure the performance that they're putting forward on meeting their missions?
Well, the what GAO really focused on was whether or not agency uses data to make decisions. That was the focus of the GAO study. And what they found, unfortunately, was that, as you suggest, only two agencies had improved since the last survey of managers from across the government in 2007. So the issue is they're not doing a very good job, but the real issue for me is, okay, how might they do a better job? And the single most important action that managers might take, the GAO found, was demonstrating management commitment. Now, that's not a surprise. But what was a surprise to me is that the use of performance management information by top-level managers has not changed since 1997. So if the top-level managers are not using data to make decisions, it's not a surprise that those below them don't either.
I looked at this graph when I talked to Chris that they have inside this GAO report, and even the agencies that improved a little bit. There's no body of work, unfortunately, that we can point to that says, wow, this agency or this set of agencies is really doing well, has really hit the ball out of the ballpark on this one. A couple of the things that Chris talked about, the recommendations that they made in addition to the one that you just discussed, which I do want to get into with you a little bit, aligning agency-wide goals, objectives, and measures, improving the usefulness of performance information, developing agency capacity to use the information, and communicating performance information frequently and effectively. Those are all at least partially involving communications, and it seems to me it's communications from the top levels of the agency down. And boy, I wish I had a dollar for every time you and I talked about that being a problem in the government, Bob.
That's a fact. But it's more than communication. I can't communicate if I don't care and don't use this data. So first I have to care myself. I have to use the data myself. Then I have to communicate to those who are below me to encourage them to use it as well. It takes a lot of work to align agency goals and objectives. I mean, that's not easy. It takes time of top-level managers, and particularly top-level political managers. And as we've talked in the past, those folks are more often involved with public policy creation than public policy implementation. And this improving the use of the performance information, what the GAO found is that the validity of the performance data was only at about 36%. So I can't communicate about the performance data if that which I am communicating is incorrect. And, you know, if I'm giving the data to people who don't know how to use it, then why do it? And GAO found that only 44% of the managers had received any training at all on data usage.
Yeah, we get into a couple of things in this, Bob, that seem to be endemic, maybe is too harsh a word, but common at least in not just management or performance issues or whatever, but all across the enterprise. And probably if we dug into the private sector, it's probably the same thing there too. the idea of improving that data and making sure that it's clean and trustworthy is probably a factor in why management is not committed to using it as much. They look at it and go, well, I'm not sure I can trust it. And if they can't trust it, it's easy to understand why it's hard for them to demonstrate a commitment.
That's a fact. I mean, if I make a bad decision based on bad data, I'm really going to be in trouble. So I don't do it at all. I just ignore it.
The range here was interesting to me that four of the agencies GAO cited, as we've talked about, they looked at 20 of the agencies, they didn't note any progress or regression that was kind of statistically insignificant, any gain or loss. The takeaway that I had in my conversation with Chris, Bob, was that there's just a whole lot of treading water going on here. And despite recommendations from GAO and despite a push from not just this Office of Management and Budget, but from the OMB in the Bush administration and even before that in the Clinton administration, to move toward decision data-driven decision-making, that there is a reticence that goes beyond just uncertainty. It almost seems that there is an aversion to this type of decision making, and that strikes me as the hardest thing to turn around, because that means people have made their minds up. They're not going to do it that way. They're going to wait it out until somebody else comes along or something. And I wonder if you see that in the same way I do, first of all, and second of all, if you do, how you go about changing that.
Well, there's certainly a reluctance to use bad data. There's certainly a reluctance to use data at all, because it doesn't seem to matter to anyone. But one thing that did interest me in the GAO report is that the range of demonstrating management commitment was large. So, for example, the NRC was at 78%. And DHS was at 44%. So in NRC, 78% of the managers said that there was a demonstration by top-level management to using data, whereas in DHS, at the bottom, it was 44%. So there are some agencies who are at least getting started with this idea of using data. DHS is not even in the park, let alone in the ball game.
Is getting started, though, and I'm using air quotes around the word getting started, is that good enough? Or is this something that, given the budget challenges that we're facing and so on, that should be going into overdrive as quickly as possible?
Getting started is just that, getting started. And it's the first of five steps. But if you don't have step number one, if you don't have management commitment at the top, it's useless to try the other steps that we're talking about. Because if my boss doesn't care, why should I care? I got a lot of things to do, other things to do. And if my boss doesn't care, neither do I.
Bob Tobias of the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University. I just have a minute or so left, and I wanted to thank you for inviting me to the graduation ceremony for your latest cohort of students in that program. You've talked about them to me on a number of occasions, and it was great to actually come and see them and see the work that they've done, not just within their program, but the kind of work that they do across the federal government. A lot of these people were from the Agriculture Department. And these are very high-level performers in terrific jobs at the Agriculture Department that are doing exciting things. So I thank you for allowing me to get a little window on what goes on in your program, Bob.
Well, thank you for coming, Francis. I was pleased that you were able to attend, and I was pleased you were able to experience the depth of the public service commitment of the people in the KEY program, and further how they have indeed changed their behavior over the course of the program.